Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again today, Wednesday, have you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, people are asking, how did the event go last night? Well, I got a little picture here. I just got to the church there, and they had both sides of the street filled up with protesters. At a local church, and I can promise you that it was the first time this church has ever been protested, and it's probably been there for 150 years. Now, I wasn't here 150 years ago, but I can tell you, at least in the present, friends, it hasn't been protested. Protestant has meaning we are Protestants, and if people are protesting us, we know that we're doing our jobs. But what I want you to know is when I got to the church yesterday, they had not one side, but both sides filled with protesters. And the signs were, of course, them playing the victims. I also want to make note, friends, that these people mark your steps, which is promised in Scripture. Okay, you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Some people, you know, asked the question when we were doing the event last night as to, did you bring them with you? Absolutely not. We didn't bring them with us. But this is what the call of God brings. Jesus said in John 12:32, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men nigh unto me. So let them draw me a crowd. Hey, folks, are you being protested? Because Jesus promised Christians that they would be persecuted for his namesake. Are you being scoffed? Are you being mocked? Are you making a difference in society? Because if none of those things apply to you concerning what I just said, persecuted, scoffed, mocked, so on and so forth, I actually have to ask the sincere question, where's the Spirit of God, number one? And number two, it's obvious that you're not making a difference in a society. The church is, again, called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Hey, folks. You know, it's interesting, these protesters, by the way, that showed up at the event, that's just one side of the street, and that was right when I first got there. So that was the beginning of the protest against Bradley Dean. But I rest assured, and can rest assured, that when the people seen them, everybody wanted to come in and see the fire inside of the church. A couple years back in Minnesota, where I live, there was a huge fire. And I remember we were miles away from this fire, but I could see the fire, the flame, and the smoke. And I seen people turning around on the highway going all the way back up to probably 10 to 15 miles just to see the fire for themselves. See, this is what protesters do for the church. John Wesley said that he sets himself on fire every morning that the world will come watch him burn. Most people have no idea what that means. Hebrews 1:7 tells us that his ministers are called to be what? The flames of fire. And we also know those that bring the fire must endure the flame. Well, in the process of doing that, people are asking me again the question, why are you being protested? And I'm asking the question to the professed Christians, why aren't you being protested? People, these people are starting the fires for me. People want to come and see the fire. And you don't have to advertise for the fire because your protesters will do that for you. So we have an opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. But I do want you to take note, folks, the dangers of what's going on with some of these people. First of all, they mark everything we do. We've had bomb threats to our ministry. We've had death threats. They've taken our home and they put it up online. And by the way, when we shared that information with the FBI, they did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay, but you can rest assured, listen, if MSNBC wants to take a minute portion out of your radio show and try to make it sound like Bradley Dean said something, I'll tell you what, we'll give them national press, and that's exactly what they do. But how's that working out for them? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, spoiling principalities and powers, right? All politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. Don't ever forget that, bad guys, and let that be an encouragement for those that are walking in the truth, as he is in the truth, the light. And I'm thinking of 1 John 1:7. Some of these signs these kids were holding, and you got to take note, friends, the kids you can have a conversation with. These kids that, some of them are just playing along because they think it's funny. They want to be a part of a group. Some of them are serious, but the serious ones are usually the older ones that are protesting me. And the older ones are there trying to justify the way that they trained up their children's in making them twofold more the sons of hell. The problem when you go to these protests, it's the older people, not the younger people. And some of them think it's a game and some of them don't. And even those that are playing the game, they need to be careful to not touch the anointed of God. And I'm not trying to cause myself to be exceptional in the sight of the people. I'm just saying that there's a real anointing. And if there wasn't a real anointing, I wouldn't get the protest. Some of these signs, friends, had posted, "Your attempt failed." In other words, this person was saying that I didn't commit suicide because of people like you. This is how dangerous some of these people are. And keep in mind, America now knows, the world now knows what the sodomite agenda is all about. It's about man-boy sex. That's what the homosexual agenda is all predicated upon. Don't ask me. Just ask Kevin Jennings, Barack Obama's appointee, and his icon, Harry Hay, where they have signs at gay parades where it says sex before 8, before it's too late. You see this for what it is across the world now. So I don't need to tell you that, but I told you that for 15 years, and nobody listened to it until now they see it happen right in front of their eyes. And here we are. Now, do you understand why the Lord calls it an abomination? My point that I wanted to make concerning some of these signs, these kids are doing everything in their power to put themselves in the position of the victims, when in fact they are not the victims at all. Again, as you can well see, it must be stopped. I wanted to show you this really quick before this hard break. Did you see this? This just happened again, and I'm going to ask you the question, are you sick and tired of this yet? Me too. UK theme park now bans pride events after drag queen simulated sex act in front of children. Oh, well, good for them. A little slow on the uptake, aren't they, friends? How much have we seen of this across the world? Seriously, how much have we seen of this? When do the American people put a stop to this? When do the people on a global basis put a stop to this? We know what it's about. It's about the kids. It's about them normalizing pedophilia. And don't forget, the powers that are tolerated are showing you for who they are through the useful idiots that are exhibiting their abominable lifestyle on a daily basis. Leviticus 18:22. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, etc. I was just sharing with you during the first segment, the UK, United Kingdom theme park, bans pride events. Okay, pride again is what made angels into devils, right? Take heed that you stand lest you fall. These people are daring the justice of God, and the people at large throughout the world are allowing them to go ahead and act out, even in the face of their children. And I don't care how many few there be. I'm curious to know why countries allow this to happen, especially knowing all the well it's government-backed. And then they wonder why their countries are being led into hell, and the majority of people are following the one, two, three, or four. That is the great mystery that I'm going to ask the Lord on that day. Because it is a mystery of iniquity, the Bible tells us. How is it that nations allow the one or two to deceive the people into going along with it? It blows me away. It really, truly does. I mean, people have eyes, but they see not, Jeremiah 5:28. They have ears, but they hear not. Or if they do have ears, they have uncircumcised ears. So when I say something, they hear the opposite of what I'm saying. And it shows you how backwards they are. That's why when the Lord said, those that he sends speaketh forth his word, we hold to his word, not to the opinions of men or the compromises of men in any sense of the word. Away with diplomacy, folks. It's destroying the country. It's destroying this world. It really, truly is. Because of the people's tolerance and apathy towards those that are advancing themselves against them. Again, look at this. UK theme park bans pride events after drag queen simulated sex act in front of children. Hey, folks, every one of them should be incarcerated right on the spot. Right on the spot. Amazing. Wanted to show you this, too. My son just sent this to me. Minnesota mayor faces calls to resign after inquiring about stripper poles at pride event. The mayor had also posted on social media asking for spiritual guidance ahead of this event where sin and brokenness will be celebrated. The mainstream media and their useful idiots, under the directives of their devilish dominions in the CIA-controlled media and the narrative that's being sent by their authors straight from hell, want this to be put in your face so they can have you cast this preacher that's doing his job. They want to cast ill will in your mind towards this man. This is those that are calling darkness light and light darkness. This is those that are calling and putting forth evil for good and good for evil. Never good for anybody, folks. Why is it that the people at large allow the little leaving that leaving the whole lump instead of doing what the Lord says? Again, it bewilders me to no end. Otana, Minnesota. Members of an LGBTQ group are calling on the mayor of a southern Minnesota city to meet their demands. Listen to what's happening. You have the lawless making demands on the lawful. And we have been warning of this long ago. Folks, these are the people that are sitting incumbent in the halls of government. And again, it's a reflection of the people because every country deserves the government that it has. Because in this country, there is no excuse because we, the people, are the government. Now you're letting the incumbent take the law and invert it. Okay, and what they want to do is they want to incriminate the lawful for doing what they should be doing. And you're seeing them do this through these policies that are undermining the U.S. Constitution. And instead of dealing with corruption in the halls of government by impeaching and prosecuting Article 2, Section 4, and or Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, what are the people doing? They're just going to go ahead and let them continue on doing the things that they want to do. Isn't that crazy? Absolutely. It is. Speaking of which, before the show, you heard of Dana Nassel, the attorney general who is prosecuting individuals in the state of Michigan. Do you realize that she is a lesbian? They're backwards people. Did you also know that in the state of Michigan, it's illegal, the laws are still in the books, that sodomy is against the law? And yet they appointed an attorney general to be the top cop in that state to do what? To invert it. To use the law against the law. That's what communists do. And we're seeing this in Oregon. We're seeing this in Ohio. We're seeing this in Minnesota. We're seeing this in California, in New York. Notice where they're at and how they're being planted. Because they are planted, folks. Okay? Or unless you want to just go ahead and deceive yourselves out of the truth of the matter, you can go ahead and do that and ignore the fruit that's hanging on their branches. That's rejecting willfully the truth that Jesus told you when he said, judge them by the fruit that they bear. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment and hold to the word. But look at this. You have the LGBTQ making demands on the mayor. I didn't know that the law was on their side. I thought the law was there to condemn their activities. It is. It is. What are they doing? They're attacking righteous individuals that are upholding the law. And here's the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media through the NBCNews.com again, doing what? Trying to turn it on the law. Okay? Instead of using the law to condemn the wicked through justice and judgment. Isaiah 51:4. We're in some serious times, folks. Just wanted to make clear, we're in some serious times. Wanted to bring this up as well. Yesterday I brought up Tim Ballard, founder of Operation Underground Railroad, says that microchipping your children is the best way to protect them from human trafficking. Well, as you well know, I didn't jump on that bandwagon, but I did highlight the fact that someone may use microchipping, and this is exactly what they did, microchipping, and then what they did is they took it and they threw it on Tim Ballard as if he's the one that said that. And what they did is they threw it out there so you would look at him in an ill light. I don't know the scenario here, friends, but we're going to know in just a second because I'm going to play a video here for you. But Tim Ballard needs to go after every single one of these outlets that put words into his mouth and go after those individuals for defamation, every single one of them, and send the message that we are not going to tolerate your misrepresentation. Okay? And see, folks, Americans think that this is free speech. No, it is not. That's defamation. They're lying. They don't have a right to lie. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and freedom of speech does not encompass lying, friends, as a protected form of speech. This is insane. Well, guess what, friends? You were told by Jim Caviezel that they're going to throw everything at him. And the only people that are going to understand what I'm about ready to show you are those that have been lied about through the mainstream media. Well, guess what, friends? Tim Ballard is one of those. Someone sent this to me yesterday. And again, I want to make clear, I did not jump the gun on this. I said, regardless if he's a Mason, regardless if he's calling for microchipping, I said, I am still endorsing the movie because it now shows the world what the government is responsible for doing. Because that's, in fact, who is behind all of this. Okay? Not every given scenario, but a majority of it on a global basis, and this we know. So let's go ahead and check out and see what Tim Ballard has to say about all of you. By the way, I've seen many people sending me information accusing him without knowing the facts. And I guarantee you this, those that accused him, you are ones that say you don't believe the media. But in this case, you listened to him again, and you acted out in an ill fashion. Okay, let's hear what Tim has to say.
Hey guys, it will never cease to amaze me how far the godless leftist media will go to run interference for human traffickers. They're throwing everything at me right now. I just saw a post that seems to be trending in certain places saying that I am in favor of putting microchips in children so we can track them. It's complete baloney. I've never weighed in on that. I've never said anything. In fact, I'm very much against anything that would allow the government or others to control children. I just found out yesterday that I'm also apparently involved in trafficking. I run trafficking networks. Or that I'm some Mason involved in strange Masonic practices. It's not going to stop. Expect every lie. At this point, I have been accused of everything but murder. So I want you just to expect more to come, including probably that I've killed people. Who knows?
Okay, so you now know, especially you people on social media platforms that were sending me stuff, that you are as blind and deaf as the media that sent out that propaganda to attack these guys. Congratulations. You know not the cross of Jesus Christ. Rest assured. We'll be back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog commemorated 75 years of Israeli independence on Capitol Hill. He addressed Congress today, highlighting Israel's robust democracy.
A state founded on complete equality of social and political rights to all its inhabitants, irrespective of religion, race, or gender.
A handful of progressive Democrats in Congress boycotted the remarks in protest of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. The southern and southwestern U.S. still experiencing sweltering temperatures as the heat dome keeps expanding. Daily record highs have been set from parts of the west into Texas. There's no relief in Phoenix, where they registered their warmest low temp ever recorded at 97 degrees at 4 this morning. Mortgage rates are dropping slightly. The average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dipped under 7% last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. That's what we've been doing for the last 24 years. Do check our schedule. We have South Dakota up and coming. We also have Arizona, 3 dates set there. We have the Minnesota State Fair at the end of August. That'll be for 12 days. By the way, if you want to volunteer, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And do check out our schedule. Again, if you want to go ahead and book us, now's the time to do that, friends. We're going to be on the East Coast doing television at the end of probably October or the beginning of October as well. So we are some busy little bees over here staying on top of this game. And we are up in the front, friends, paying attention and doing our best to push back on the tyrannies that are taking place in this country. The problem is, and I found out yesterday too, even in the state of Minnesota here, those in law enforcement fail to understand that they are there to enforce the law. And that's the problem. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. I mean, folks, they're not even going there. Yet state statute tells us that what's going on across the state is completely illegal, and they refuse to deal with the perpetrators. There's the problem. And again, if they're not going to do their job, you do your job and make sure that they do theirs. That's how this works. So let's get over to the main topic here. So exposed again and again and again and again. I want you to listen to some of these quotes because this is the new crisis that's being created, okay? And it's been going on for years, but they're really trying to push it now. Also wanted to let you know, maybe I shouldn't let the cat out of the bag yet here. Yeah, I'm just going to hold up on that. Listen to what Al Gore said, this lunatic. Okay? Future generations may well have occasion to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking? Why didn't they wake up when they had the chance? We have to hear that question from them now. This is Al Gore. Okay? If you remember rightly, back in 2018, we highlighted a woman who attended a congressional hearing in hopes of swaying others into buying the new crisis that they're creating. Again, responsible for creating Ephesians 4:14. She was the one that was using the talking points from, here it is, here's the cat out of the bag. She was using the talking points from November of 1922. I'm not making this up, folks. And I want you to watch this video really quick, because this is what you call unabashed, unashamed, on so many different levels, folks. It's embarrassing. And I'm going to play it out so you can see to the extent that these useful idiots are willing to go. And they truly are. And, well, Bradley, you're name calling. No, I'm not. That's what Vladimir Lenin called them, useful idiots. These are the ones that are too stupid to know that they're being set up, but they're being used as a political battering ram until those that are driving the narrative don't need them anymore. And these are the ones that are first lined up on the wall and shot. That's what history teaches us. So when you talk about leftists in this country, folks, that's exactly what they are. They're useful idiots. And in this country, there's no such thing as a leftist. And if there is a leftist, that's the fruit of the right. Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left or a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. I want you to hear this, and I'm going to play the whole thing for you. It's about 4 minutes long. And listen to the absolute brazen ignorance that this woman tries to bring to the table. This congressman then sets the record straight. In part, he says some foolish things, too, about how old the earth is, so on and so forth. But for the most part, he does a good job in setting the record straight. It seems to me that he teed her up to knock her down in front of everybody, and that's exactly what he should have done. Check this out, folks.
Confessing something that you're very seriously concerned about, I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer, and in some places, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard-of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stone.
Listen carefully.
Continued, while at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this the crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition.
I think we
are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Well,
but I can
perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922, that the Washington...
Okay, so... Not a joke. November of 1922. What he just read is the exact same narrative that they're pushing on you today. Somebody just said, well, she's probably doing it ignorantly or inadvertently, I added. That's not an excuse. She should know who and what she works for and the agenda that she's pushing forth. She's responsible for taking this into a congressional hearing. This is the ignorance the American people are taking on. And again, remember, it's very far and few between that are, but the mainstream media is getting between or behind the far and few between that are pushing this narrative. If the masses in this country would awaken to what's going on, it would take us a short amount of time to regain this republic. Period. Again, this is dangerous stuff, folks. because this is all aimed at further wielding more control over the people through another crisis and agenda that has been fabricated and contrived out of thin air. I got to ask the question. Psalm 119, verse 90. The earth abideth still. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. The Lord didn't change. What did we do before these geniuses got on the scene, friends? And you understand how far these people are willing to go, right? They even want to, this is not a joke, this is absolutely true, they want to tax cow vapors. This is how sick these people are. Let's listen to the rest of this report. This congressman, looks like Mr. Thompson, is confronting a Mrs. Goldfuss, who is sitting there trying to justify the unjustifiable once again. Check this out.
Post carried this article. I think we can agree that global warming's been going on for a long time. It's been going on and off since the last ice age. In fact, I attended the president's address at Yosemite this past year. I was struck by his noting that the glaciers in Yosemite were disappearing, and it occurred to me that had he given that speech on that very spot 12,000 years before, he would have been covered by nearly 3,000 feet of ice.
Yeah, and see, the problem is, friends, the Earth is 5,000 to 6,000 years old. That's what I'm talking about. That's the nonsensical stuff that he brings up. But what he's doing for the most part is exactly right. What is he doing? He's exposing this as a fraud because it is a fraud. Everything about it is a fraud. It's fear-mongering in hopes that they can browbeat you into submission into the next new thing by force. Just like they did over the last 3 years concerning the plandemic. Boy, I was doing an event in Minnesota last night, and I make a point about doctors. You know, you ever wonder why doctors do what they do and they get paid to do it? And I said, as I looked at everybody, I said, I don't know how the medical industry is ever going to come back from this one. And everybody in that room totally agreed with me. Every time I speak and talk about the pandemic, everybody in the room agrees because they know it was a planned epidemic. And people are still dying. They're still falling over left and right. And the reason I'm saying that is because I want to play this for you, because this is one of the things that had come up concerning this topic, and I'd played this for you a couple days ago, but I want you to see it again, just because it's one of those things that you can't make it up. You're embarrassed for the people that are pushing the agenda. That's how bad it is. That's how embarrassed you ever get around a situation and somebody's doing something and you're embarrassed for them because they're not embarrassed for themselves. That's definitely one of these scenarios in which I'm talking about right now. And I'm doing live radio and I'm pulling this up as we speak. And I'm going to pull this video so you can see for yourself. And of course, because I'm on live radio, it doesn't want to do that. But I'm going to get it here now. So I got it, and I want to play the video for you. And I want you to listen to the people that are behind this agenda so you can see for yourself
how
ridiculous this is.
How many deaths to climate
listen.
Change over a couple of days?
During our 40-degree heat wave last summer, 1,700 people died.
Where did you get that figure from?
Widely reported by the government.
What respected body?
The resource is the government. Now watch what happens.
Do you get that figure from?
I think that's from the government's own reports. But if you want to talk about this, the UN
said. And then he said the United Nations.
I think you're making a very serious claim. You have to tell us where you get that information from. So let's try again.
UN.
Where did you get it from?
The UN has said that 4 million people have died as a result.
Talking about what you said about Britain, you said 1,400 and so died over 2 days. So where did you get that?
If you want to hear that again, let me Google
it. Okay, so this is exactly what they retort to, friends. He gets mad because he doesn't have the answers. He's taking it for face value from the governments and from the UN's websites. And because he's being called out under the carpet, he said, okay, if you want to play that game, I'm going to play the rest of this on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're talking about and exposing the new agenda. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about exposed again and again and again and again and again, but the mainstream media is allowed to continuously push the narrative until they push it through the other side. That's what communists do. Ask them. They want the truth to become a lie. Because that's the world they live in. And that's the world they want you to live in. And the problem is they think it's a world without God when in fact it's not. The wrath of God abides upon them. Either you're living in the blessing or you're living under the judgment and curses of the Most High God. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Period. Okay? Well, I don't want that. And I don't want that for our posterity either. So let's go back to this, and let me show you how the people, more importantly, that they're using to try to push this agenda forward. But it's interesting how these two caught him and pulled him out and wanted him to verify the credibility of his resources. Okay? So check this out again.
They're attributing how many deaths to climate change over a couple of days?
During a 40-degree heat wave last summer, 1,700 people died.
Where did you get that figure from?
Widely reported, and I think it's even from the government's own report.
What respected body did you get that figure from?
I think that's from the government's own report.
He's unsure of himself, as you can see.
Alex, sorry, you can't come on and say, I think. You're making a very serious claim. You have to tell us where you get that information from. So let's try again. UN, where did you get it from?
The UN has said that 4 million people have died as a result.
Talking about what you said about Britain, you said 1,400 and so died
listen
over
to
2
him.
Days. So where did you get that?
If you want to play that game, let me Google. I'll find it.
If you want to play that game, his resources have no credibility, and then because he's being called out, concerning, again, the credibility of his resources, he gets mad and says, okay, if you want to play that game. This is how they act, friends. Okay, they don't want to be questioned. They just want to throw it out there like as if to suggest, well, you take them as if they're the law.
I'm you to Google it, but just explain to me, Alex, but just explain. So those people, those British people, you're saying dropped dead because our climate emergency is such. What do they die from? What do they actually die from that was related to the heat in 2 days?
So that figure was from the World Health Organization, which I hope you can agree is a respected body.
I don't.
Now he goes from the government to the UN, no credibility. Then he goes to the World Health. I mean, organization. You can't make this up. And so right away, this journalist who's doing her job, and so is he. Again, are questioning the credibility of the resources. And then he tries to say, no, I know that that's a respected body. I hope we both can agree. And the first thing she says is, no, I don't agree. Nobody agrees. We all understand this is totalitarianism, friends. Listen to the rest of it.
I don't. I think the World Health Organization has absolutely baked in profit motives and control motives.
Baked in profit motives, exactly right.
To want us to believe all of this. But but we all want British people to live a good, healthy life. We don't want 1,700 people dropping dead over 2 days.
Where did they get it from?
How did climate kill these people?
Okay, so there's a variety of different factors, right? In this case, it was because of the extreme heat. People died from heat stroke. When the temperature gets hot enough, for example, when it gets so hot that the sweat no longer cools you down, you literally boil in your own sweat.
Oh, you're boiling!
It's like complete exaggeration.
It's actually.
When it gets...
I'm afraid it does sound like exaggeration.
You see, they're just doing their job. This is real journalism, folks.
I've never heard of anybody boiling in their own sweat. What boiling to do?
If there's a wildfire, people die from it. If there's a flood, people die from it. If there's a hurricane, people die from it.
Look at the journalist. She's holding her hands over her face. She's so embarrassed for him. My goodness, folks. These are the people driving the narrative. These are the people. And notice there's no holds barred. They just keep driving through, regardless of the fact that there's no credibility concerning their resource. That is totalitarianism, friends. That is the definition. Psalm 119, verse 90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Hey, folks, again, what did we do for 5,000 to 6,000 years before these geniuses got here? I mean, again, it's one of those you can't make this up, which only shows you the danger and the willingness of these ignorant people to push forth the agenda regardless of whether it is true or not. And this is on so many different levels. It's not just this one. It is on so many different levels that we see this taking place today in this country and on a global basis. I want you to check this one out. It's another one that exposes the globalists for who they are. And pay attention to the useful idiot that thinks he knows what he's talking about. Because, like the other one, friends, guess what? He didn't know.
The smog-filled cities and poor harvests
listen
are being seen by some environmentalists as signs of climate change. Let's now cross live to London to discuss this with Piers Corbyn. He's an astrophysicist and also founder of Weather Action. Good to have you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us live there in London. So what we're seeing here... It's a drastic change in climate, aren't we?
Well, climate has always been changing, but this has nothing to do with man. In fact, we predicted that there would be extreme heat in East Europe and Russia this summer. And it's caused by a certain circulation pattern. CO2 does not cause circulation patterns. What causes those is combination of solar activity and the state of the phases of the moon.
Hang on, Piers. Excuse me, just a minute. You say this isn't caused by man. How come they're reporting this heat wave is recognised as the worst in 1,000 years of recorded
listen to this hype.
And surely, of course, man has got something to do with this, hasn't he?
No. Nothing to do with it. The only connection is man is here at the same time as the sun and the moon are doing things. You see, a very similar situation happened about 132 years ago, where there was the same sun, earth, lunar, magnetic states, and there was.
See, this is why they keep people off the airwaves that know what they're talking about, because it stands in stark contrast to the narrative that they're trying to push.
The English summers, also 132 years ago. So these things are dictated by solar activity in the moon. They're nothing to do with mankind, and those who say that are just trying to make money out of
it. But are we not going to see this? Are we not going to see this again next year, the year on? I mean, it's quite recent.
That's a very interesting question. These things do come in bursts, and we're working on that very question, those forecasts. We did say there would be a series of wet summers in England, for example, which we've had. Now, will there be a series of these very hot summers in Russia? We don't know. We have to work on that. But I assure you, it's nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And if you stop driving around Moscow, it won't affect next summer one jot.
So he just pulled the rug from everything that he was trying to drive, namely the useful idiot and the agenda. He just pulled the rug at every given turn. I do beg to differ with this professor that it is caused by man, because, folks, what you'll notice is in Minnesota right now, there's been very little rain. This year and last year have been absolutely the worst. Absolutely the worst. Every time it looks like it's going to rain, what you're going to look up and see is you're going to see airplanes spraying through chemtrails, which, by the way, Congress acknowledges, and so does the mainstream media. They're creating the drought. It is man-made. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Bob, we got about a minute and a half. It's all yours, my friend. Go for it.
Thank you. I love that and cleanup. There's two experts that nobody ever mentions on this climate change. And coincidentally, I got to work with two of them. One of them is Wally Broker at Columbia University, Lamont Dowery Geological Observatory. And he was an oceanographer and the world's preeminent CO2 expert. And his explanation for the changes in climate is a change in the circulation of oceans. There's been 8 climate cycles throughout the geological record. The other expert that nobody knows, she was married to Willard Libby, the guy that did carbon 14 dating. Her name is Leona Libby, and she was the only woman to work on the Manhattan Project producing the bomb. Anyway, she was the first person to do isotope ratios on old trees to determine the age of trees through different parts of the geological record. Anyway, nobody mentions those two, and neither one of them believed that that stuff is caused by man.
Amen. Amen.
Willard Libby and, Leona Libby and Wally Broker. Wally Broker was the father of global warming.
Okay, totally appreciate it, Bob. Thank you for the phone call in a big way. Under judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, you want to talk about specificity? Let's end the show with this, with the word of God. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Where's that at, America? Let's hold to the word. Thanks for the call, Bob. Totally appreciate it. And thank you for the journalists that are actually doing their jobs. We love you guys, man, by our actions.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.